jam band playing rock guitar. Smoking. We kick off hour number three. Sports betting is almost here in the great state of Tennessee, and we'd love for you to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today or this weekend and use promo code 3OUT so they know we sent you. If you're on Android phone, go to the website sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you're on Apple, it should be in the Apple Store. If you have an iPhone, it's the FanDuel Sportsbook app, not Daily Fantasy, but FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code 3OUT, and when it goes live in Tennessee, which should be next week, you'll get $50 in site credit absolutely free from FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site. And you can get that $50 in free site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. Just use promo code 3OUT. The app looks pretty sweet. Already been on a little bit and can't wait for betting to go live here in Tennessee. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
I'm ready.
We got the full slate of college football games this weekend. You've got four games tonight in college football. Jacksonville State at FIU. You got Tulsa at South Florida. Louisiana at UAB, and Illinois at Wisconsin as the Big Ten resumes their football games this weekend.
Hmm.
So there you go. Let's go to the G3 Help Me Hotline before we run down some of these other games and give you who we like this week. We got Kyle up next. What's up, Kyle? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just wanted to say quickly, I listen to you guys from up in the D.C. area in Northern Virginia, and you guys do a great job. And first time I've ever called, so
thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for the good
Kyle. You're probably gonna have to move though, right? I mean, you guys still masking up, no schools and all that stuff.
Yeah, my wife is a school teacher, and they are she's still teaching from home, so virtually.
Hmm.
So it's definitely different. But I wanted to mention one thing. Been a Tennessee fan my whole life, but up here don't get a lot of college football sports talk. But you know, I was thinking about the coaching staff this past week, and I'm definitely more of the wait and see, be patient kind of thing. You know, when we had Coach Jones, I was definitely of the mindset of, you know, it's definitely time to move on. But, you know, I was looking at our coaching staff, and we have guys like Jay Graham and T. Martin, Derek Ansley, Jim Chaney. And, you know, more than likely, if there was a coaching change, a large majority of our staff would immediately get other jobs in the SEC. And when I was looking at Butch's staff, I think Charlton Warren is the only guy from his staff that's still coaching in the SEC.
Wow.
And so I would just say, well, you have Butch and Bob Welton at Bama, but I'm not, you know, I think Thigpen and Gillespie are at UNC, but that's the ACC. So I was just thinking, I think, you know, I'm a little concerned if these guys can't get it done with their, you know, and you also have Niedermeyer, recruiting pedigree and SEC experience. I don't know who we could get that's better. So I am hoping to goodness that these guys turn it around. I'll finish with this. One of the things that, you know, when Rick Barnes turned it around with basketball, I think a lot of it had to do with Grant and Admiral. And I know basketball is so different. But those were, like, weren't they like three-star guys or two-star guys?
Yep, three-star.
And player development was, like, so huge. And you kind of see, I hate to say it, but you kind of see Kentucky doing that with three-star guys. And so one thing I think that would be really good to see Pruitt do is, you know, who can he develop to really, you know, who is the coaching staff elevating as a player? And so that's something I'd really like to see a little bit more of, you know, from a player development standpoint. Because I think when you do that, then you have guys like Ty Simpson and other five-star guys that are going to be like, hey, I want to go be a part of that. So I would just say to Vol Nation, like, let's give these guys – I don't get me wrong. Last Saturday was infuriating. But I do think the staff has SEC pedigree. And, gosh, I mean, they would be gobbled up by the programs if they didn't succeed in Knoxville. So I would just say let's see what happens tomorrow. Saturday's probably going to be rough. But I still think, gosh, I think if they can figure the offense out, I really do think this group could win in Knoxville. So I'm still holding out hope that they're the answer. But just wanted to say you guys are awesome. It's a lot of fun listening to you on the app up here in D.C., All they talk about up here is the NFL, so
yeah.
It's good to hear some college football with you guys. So y'all do a great job. So y'all have a good day.
Thanks for that, Kyle. It means a lot.
All right.
probably has to deal a lot with the NFC East talk right now, which is going to be miserable.
Rough.
Mm. Hell of a division.
Travis said Bajakian's the new offensive coordinator at Northwestern.
Interesting.
So, yeah, just to kind of track some of those guys. I do think he has a good point. That's why I think we all hoped Pruitt would do well. It just feels like right now it's pretty obvious. Like, your offensive line's not performing up to its talent level, and your quarterback is imploding the entire football team. I'll just say the quarterback position is imploding the entire football team. If we want to kind of keep it more to coaching and not put that on players, like, the quarterback position has performed as bad as I've ever seen a team with this much expectation coming into a season. And your offensive line is once again playing roulette. It's once again injured, and it's once again underperforming. So I feel like every other position is at least within the range we thought coming into the season. You know, they might be a little better or a little worse than we thought, but, I mean, we came into the season saying that, you know, we need the defensive line to be solid. They have been. We need the linebackers to, you know, stay healthy. We need Hank T to kind of ball out and play great. He has.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some moments in coverage, but that's what's funny, though. The fact that our offense is so bad makes those mistakes by our defense just magnified so much. Like, the Alabama defense has been shredded in games that they've won easily. No one's complaining about their linebacker getting beat by the Ole Miss tight end for three touchdowns because it didn't matter. If that was us, we'd have lost by four touchdowns.
Yep.
So,
it's 2020, man. You got to score points.
Right. And people, they've been complaining that the secondary's underperforming because they keep getting beat on slant routes and stuff. Every defense in college football gets beat on slant routes because they get no help from the linebackers because they're having to defend the RPOs. Like, this defense is good. Has been good enough. You just
absolutely.
Your offense has just been abysmal.
Literally worth negative points over the last
six quarters.
Yeah.
Scored 7. Gave up 30.
30.
It's hard to win, man.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much they can figure it out this year. I get that people are out. I mean, look, Pruitt's not going to get fired. Not this year. Unless they lose out, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you – I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you only beat Vanderbilt and lost every other game, and there was like, you know, it. I still think it would take something off the, you know, he punched an assistant. You know, I don't know. They got an altercation, whatever. He yelled at Philip Fulmer, whatever. I don't know, something.
This team needs a spark, though. They got to find something.
Yep.
And it needs to be a quarterback. Or, you know, some – maybe it's not a full-out quarterback change, but some kind of package, maybe an emerging receiver. They got to find some kind of spark, something they can lean on in the passing game or in the wrinkle department.
Yeah.
They have to. Because right now, this ain't going to work. It hasn't been working. We knew that. And we can't continue to do it and hope that something's going to change because it's just not.
That's true. Well, there is a full slate of college football tomorrow. There are a lot of SEC teams on bye, so there's only four SEC games. I mean, that's not that unique, really, this portion of the season. Usually, though, we have some non-conference games still, so there feels like there's more SEC games. It does feel a lot fuller with the Big Ten back, even though there's not many of those games that are going to be like must-see. You still might get some interesting stuff that comes out of the weekend. The number one team in the country, Clemson, hosts Syracuse, where they're like 46-point favorites or something. That's an insane number. I guess there's two Big Ten games that are kind of being, talked up this week. Nebraska travels to Ohio State in the noon slot on Fox. Obviously, most people think Ohio State will win that game comfortably, but it is Nebraska. It is, you know, Scott Frost, as Nebraska tries to figure out a way to climb back into the national spotlight a little bit. It's Ohio State in their debut in a game that will, I mean, for what's weird this year with the playoff and how all that can go, I mean, you feel like Ohio State probably needs to prove week in, week out that they're just killing everybody, and I would expect them to try and go pedal the gas early and often with Justin Fields at quarterback. So that's an interesting game. Also at noon, you got NC State at North Carolina. NC State has snuck into the top 25 at 4-1. North Carolina now 3-1 after the loss to Florida State last week, but both those teams are in the top 25. So that's a pretty interesting game, especially if you are into that ACC race. I even saw somebody saying betting NC State to win the ACC championship, the whole thing, is not a crazy idea right now, because if you're trying to find some odds that would give you a good number, if Clemson were to slip up and lose, NC State could get to that championship game, and then obviously you just have to kind of win a miracle game there against the Tigers. There's no divisions in the ACC this year, so it's just 1 versus 2, and NC State doesn't have to play Notre Dame or Clemson. So essentially they could kind of milk an easy schedule to the championship game and then you know, beat whoever they play there. So that's interesting. Kansas State, Georgia Southern at Coastal Carolina. Chanticleer is 25th in the country and undefeated in the Sun Belt. Mercer at Army, and then in SEC action, you got Auburn at Ole Miss. Are you surprised Ole Miss is the dog here? I don't
know. I think that's – don't they still have some players out?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. But, I mean,
I'm not surprised. What's the line?
3.5.
Oh, okay, that's about right.
Auburn 3.5.
At Auburn?
No, at Ole Miss.
Hmm.
I feel like that should be a pick'em.
That feels like a pick'em.
I mean, I just because I don't.
I mean,
know
Auburn hadn't looked great.
Yeah, I just don't know which team's going to show up.
Right.
Which quarterback's going to show up? Did Barry Odom like show everybody how to stop the Ole Miss offense? It's kind of similar to how you stop the Mike Leach offense. Just play a ton of coverage, make them be patient. I mean, I don't know. Ole Miss still went up and down the field against Arkansas. It took 2 goal line stands and 6 interceptions to win the football game. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if Ole Miss just rolls Auburn because they can score. And when Bo Nix tries to do too much, usually
bad
things happen.
Yep, I know the feeling.
So that's an interesting game. Also at noon, Oklahoma TCU in the Big 12, Temple Memphis, UTEP at Charlotte, Florida State at Louisville in the ACC. See if Florida State can get it going.
Have you noticed what happened to Florida State when they made a quarterback change?
Huh. You know, they have played a whole lot better since they made a quarterback change.
Fascinating.
Yep, Rutgers and Michigan State on Big Ten Network as well. That's all the 12 o'clock games. We'll get into some of the rest next. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight.
Man, Davey's just been killing the bumper today.
Mm-hmm. He's doing good.
On point.
This is our song anyway.
Uh-huh. Taking it back. Did we decree that last year or 2 years ago? Last year.
Last year.
Okay. I've always been on that train.
Well, that's fine, but it just became a thing last year.
It's a song about Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Taking it back.
Well, we got some non-Power 5 football.
Oh, I just noticed what time it is.
2 o'clock.
10 minutes until
2:30.
When was the last time any of you all bought cigars?
Huh? You going to have one on the ready for tomorrow?
No.
I can remember the last time I smoked a cigar, but not the last time I bought a cigar.
Like, if somebody got one that they've just been holding on to since 2007?
No, you probably smoke it for a different occasion, I would think, right?
I'm sure somebody's got some just saved. It's like, all right, next time Tennessee beats Alabama.
Mm. Yeah.
This is what I'm smoking.
Mm.
Somebody somewhere has a nice wooden box with a big orange tea on it.
At this point, you better put those in your will. Boy, this is trending.
That's a good positive thought.
3:30 matchups. Tennessee a 21-point underdog as Alabama rolls into Neyland Stadium.
Block of the week.
Notre Dame at Pittsburgh. Iowa State, Oklahoma State. That's a big one on Fox. 3:30, Big 12. If Oklahoma State goes down,
we're picking
Big
that game today, right?
We are.
That's
whoever
our
wins that one. In my opinion, that is for a spot in the Big 12 championship.
All right. Penn State at Indiana. 3:30, FS1. Penn State starts the year number 8 in the country. See if James Franklin can get anything done in an all Big Ten schedule. Virginia Tech at Wake Forest. MTSU Rice, Houston Navy. Baylor at Texas, where Texas is an 8.5-point favorite.
Texas
with 2 losses already. Baylor only has one because they've only played two games. Who's their coach now?
Dave Aranda.
That's right.
Hmm.
They're kind of missing him a little bit at LSU, I feel like, along with all those NFL guys off the roster.
Yeah, I think it's the NFL guys.
Yeah. Iowa at Purdue. Brady. Georgia State at Troy, Davey.
What?
Georgia State at Troy.
His two teams.
Yeah, your Sun
Belt. Squaring off.
Fun Belt, man.
Georgia Tech, Boston College, Chattanooga, Western Kentucky. The 4 o'clock SEC Network game is Kentucky at Missouri. Kentucky a 5.5-point favorite.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Does Missouri have their guys? Weren't they at like 20 guys last week or something?
I thought it was Vanderbilt that had the big...
Well, I think it was Missouri and they didn't play.
Right, but I thought it was because of Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, well, Vanderbilt definitely didn't.
5.5?
5.5.
At Missouri?
At Missouri. Kentucky at Missouri, 4 o'clock, SEC Network.
I'm tempted to take the Tiger straight up on that one. I think old Basilak might just carve.
Mm, the vaunted Kentucky secondary.
Yeah, they're going to be riding high after last week.
You got West Virginia, Texas Tech on ESPN2 at 5:30. Another good Big 12 matchup. West Virginia only has one loss in the Big 12. Texas Tech has not had a good year, but they've been dangerous. They've almost won some big ones.
Almost won some big ones, huh?
And they barely beat Houston Baptist. So they had a ton of guys out with COVID that game.
I got you.
Here's a fascinating SEC game. It's the SEC night game on ESPN. South Carolina travels to Death Valley, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The original,
mm-hmm.
the real one,
mm-hmm.
to take on LSU and Ed O without Miles Brennan at quarterback. South Carolina is a 6-point underdog on the road.
That's another one that seems weird to me. South Carolina's played pretty well.
My dad texted me yesterday. Said, sports talk here in the Carolinas. Just heard them going to break. They said, on the flip side, we'll tell you why South Carolina will beat LSU on the road and it won't even be close. And he said, then I changed the station and forgot and never came back. I was like, it's probably just because the quarterback's out. I don't know.
I mean, that doesn't sound that crazy to me.
South Carolina's been better than I thought they would be this
Absolutely.
Year. They're 2-2.
I mean, they were right in their two losses. I mean, they lost to Florida by 14. It should have been
– They dropped such
– Yeah, it should have been seven. And then they were in the red zone as they let time expire without scoring.
Yeah, that was weird. And looking back at the South Carolina-Tennessee game, I feel like that was it was pretty even.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee got the big pick six and just
– I mean, the punt that bounced off the
– Yeah, that was kind of a turnover, right?
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't have to defend Shai Smith on that last possession. I would not have enjoyed that.
He's played even better since we played him. It's insane. I mean,
he's good.
They just takes over games. Crazy. No one can cover him. You got Utah State, Boise State, Wyoming, Nevada as the Mountain West kicks off this week as well. And then it's 7:30 on ABC. It's Michigan at Minnesota. Two teams in the top 25. Michigan on the road, a 3-point favorite.
Michigan, Minnesota.
Row the boat.
Harbaugh going to lose that one?
Yes.
What's the line?
3 points.
Michigan?
In Michigan's favor, yeah.
And that game's where?
Minnesota.
That's tough.
The frozen tundra.
I have no idea.
That's not frozen because they have heating coils in the field. I think that's right. I think that's the right stadium. It's where the Vikings played, right, where they were building their.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's pretty interesting. I'll be tuned into that one.
That one's got you piqued your interest.
Yeah,
there?
It's just like the characters in that one, the coaches, the I don't know, it's weird. They both have Power M's as their logo.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really weird on the score thing. Anyway, Hawaii at Fresno State, Maryland at Northwestern, another Big Ten game at night. Virginia at Miami's on ACC Network, Louisiana Tech, UTSA. Cincinnati travels to SMU on ESPN2 at 9 o'clock. That game in the AAC is two undefeated teams.
I was about to say, are they both undefeated?
Both undefeated.
Both in the top 25, I believe.
Cincinnati's in the top 10. Cincinnati's ranked ninth. There's some people out there saying this could be the year that if everything goes right, like an AAC team could actually get to the fourth spot and make the playoff. The Big Ten, you know, if the Big Ten kind of has any issues because of the shortened schedule and just the fact that you there's more chances to lose because you're playing all conference schedule maybe. With some of these other leagues, the Big 12 is already down. The Big 12 has Texas and Oklahoma, both two losses already. Surely, like if Cincinnati, I don't know. I'd have to look at schedules and stuff, but there are certain teams that if they went undefeated and you had two, like Pac-12s, if the Pac-12 doesn't have a rep at all, which looks pretty likely, and the Big 12 doesn't have a rep at all, you know, you kind of get there where, like, it'd be a two-loss team. Would you really want a two-loss team over an undefeated team if they've been in – who knows?
Yeah.
The SEC only has one undefeated team left.
Yeah, a lot of folks in Florida furious that they're wasting what might be their best offense in a decade with what might be their worst defense in a decade.
You mentioned Cincinnati. I had Luke Fickell on my hot board in the less – intelligent fans were like, well, you can't go hire another coach from Cincinnati. Look how that worked out last time. I was like, yeah, because just because you get a coach from one school that followed the coattails of Brian Williams.
It's a shame BYU doesn't have a better schedule either. I mean, they've looked really good. They're 5-0. They ESPN 10-15 game. So with the full slate this week, we get some late ones. 10-15, Jake Spavital and Texas State travel to BYU. They're ranked 12th.
Then you got BYU still undefeated, aren't they?
Yeah. 5-0. Then you got UNLV, San Diego State, Air Force, San Jose State, and that wraps up your weekend. So you got 10:30 kickoff on FS1 there, Air Force at San Jose State, Mountain West opener for both teams.
Air Force is, I guess, did Notre Dame lose? Have they lost yet?
No.
So Air Force and Notre Dame have the longest win streaks in the country now.
Air Force 1-0. Who'd they beat? Navy?
Right. I have no idea.
I think so. I think Navy. Now they get to play the Mountain West schedule. So there you go. There's Lucky your full them. Slate college football tomorrow. Feels good to have all those games.
Yeah, it'll feel like a normal Saturday finally.
Yep. The new normal is going to feel like the old normal.
What time's that Nebraska Ohio State game?
Noon.
Really?
Yeah. It's the big noon kickoff. The big noon on, you know, at 10.
That's a weird
I'm or good. Whatever.
Fox?
Fox. Yeah.
Why would they put that game at noon? What? That's
the
crazy.
Big Ten always plays a big game at noon.
Stupid.
It's dumb.
Yep.
That's just dumb.
Agreed.
You got to be a special kind of stupid.
You know what else is dumb? The fact that we subject ourselves to punishment that's completely outside of our control as we play SEC Survivor.
I'm going to draw Alabama.
It's time to draw the helmets next. There's only four games. Get those save picks ready, boys. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
Mac Jones, Najee Harris.
Feeling good.
It's that time of the week where we draw SEC helmets as...
because we hate ourselves.
SEC Survivor rolls on. Before we draw them, let me remind you to swing by Hops and Hollers this afternoon from 3 until 6. Check out the drive sponsored by Terrapin Brewing. It's the official Bama game pre-party this afternoon, 3 to 6 at Hops and Hollers. Multiple Terrapin drafts will be featured, and you can grab your tailgate supplies with Terrapin 6 and 12 packs. Terrapin swag and prizes will be up for grabs all afternoon. It's happening 3 to 6 today. Hops and Hollers. Swing by, say hi to the drive, and enjoy some delicious Terrapin beer.
Get fired up.
You excited, Houston? You got a...
No.
I always mean to like plan out these save picks at some point earlier in the week, and I never do, and end up just having to throw darts at the wall, and it never seems to work out. There's only four games this week. It should be easier.
Yes.
But
it, but it won't be.
No. No. No.
No. Here we are. Again.
Do you think Nick Saban will take it a little easy on Jeremy Pruitt, just on the score line? Is that one reason you should be a little scared of the betting line, at least?
Nick Saban, he is known for taking it easy on former assistants.
He's known for taking it easy in certain games to motivate his team.
Oh, is this that?
I don't know. He usually doesn't do that in conference games.
22 is the closest we have come to beating Alabama since 2015.
Here's your SEC lineup for the weekend. Auburn, Ole Miss, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, LSU. You know, in a way, drawing Tennessee is really the only one where you're going to be like, yep, we're done here.
I disagree.
I'd rather have automatic death.
I feel like I... I don't know why. Maybe I ate something funny. I think Tennessee might be in this one a little longer than people are thinking.
Oh, come on. Not to win the game.
I'm just saying. All you got to do is be in it late. Then all of a sudden.
This is about the time where you start trending that way and then pick Tennessee to win.
I'm not going to pick him to win.
All right, Davey.
Probably won't pick him to win.
Let's get this over with. Man. Houston's up first.
I am?
Yeah.
All right. I was last week?
No, it goes around like we're dealing cards, and Alex was last, which means I was first.
All right. Stretch out the old drawing arm here. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, come on.
If you're new, he draws a team. If that team loses, he gets punished. Unless he saves himself.
Dang it.
4-2.
4.
Which one's that?
It's automatic death.
Automatic death.
I'll give you the balls.
Oh, not a good start. Not a good start, Cotton.
Automatic death.
Just right out the gate.
I'm
like, you know,
I don't like that. This is a higher probability of me getting the Vols now.
You know, any team this week except Tennessee wouldn't be a bad draw. Silver.
Neat. Very neat. So excited. I love this game. I'm so good at it. No hope. No prayer. Well, it's good to know where you stand. Don't have to sweat through any games. Davey has drawn South Carolina.
No, rolling with the Gamecocks two weeks in a row.
They got
LSU.
It
from me last week. I'll take it.
Who's drawing for Will?
Oh, yeah. Who did he? Oh, Davey's supposed to draw for Will.
Oh.
Yep.
What seat is Will in? Is he sitting here or there?
There. So he's up now.
There?
So
right. Yeah. Yep. Take those back to Davey for
South Carolina, 6-point underdog. Automatic death, undefeated. Davey draws
lost.
Now for Sticky Will. And who's he got?
Missouri.
Missouri is on. No, they
no,
play. They play.
That was Kentucky.
Okay.
All right.
Missouri for Will. Now for Alex. You're playing again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
And when once you're in, you're in for the season.
Alex hand box. He squirms around in there. And you are the most.
I'll trade you.
Because you drew Kentucky last week, right?
Well, I drew you guys' pick, and Nate picked Kentucky.
Oh. Way to go. Way to go, Nate.
They were the biggest underdog.
I know. That's why I took Tennessee.
I mean, I thought it made sense. I think you would have even agreed with me. If you
really?
Were.
I'm hoping Alex is just really unlucky this week. That'd be good.
I've just got beginner's luck so far.
Hodges, hand, box. And the helmet is?
GBO.
We pick.
You get the balls. You're getting the balls.
We are in good seats here with the
silk. Oh, my gosh.
Tennessee. Yep. Tennessee.
I said anybody but Tennessee. Made fun of you for pulling the silver helmet.
That's called karma. Karma. Who'd you get there?
Ole Miss.
Eh?
Who I've drawn them.
Wouldn't be bad.
Every week.
Wow, these are two good seats for us. All right, let's go ahead and do these stupid saves. We might be able to get some saves this
Biggest
week.
Biggest blowout. Who you got?
I've already filled in Alabama across the board, so...
Okay, Davey, you're up first. Leading passer.
Mac Jones.
Alex?
Matt Corral.
It's tough, man. It's not good.
Give me Matt Corral also. I like that line of thinking. Oh, man.
Interesting. I'm going to go Colin Hill.
Okay.
Colin Hill against the LSU secondary that stinks.
Are you even trying to save yourself?
Yeah. Trying. I'm working on it. I'm just... I just think that Colin Hill, South Carolina... That
Has
LSU
he thrown for 300 yards this year?
LSU's defense is bad.
Coach O's got a new woman, though. Take the Tigers.
No, they might win, but I think Colin Hill's going to be zipping it around the yard. At least I hope so. We'll see. Time will tell.
Still got to do leading rusher.
Yeah. Aren't you up first?
I am. Okay, Najee Harris.
Ty Chandler.
Colin Hill's threw for 290 against Tennessee. That's the
you gotta help him. You just waste your picks on whatever you want.
Listen, they what was the stat? How many rushing yards did they give up per game?
Bama?
Yeah.
It was a lot, like 180 or something.
Yeah.
Najee Harris.
You don't come into Neyland Stadium and run on the Vols.
Sorry.
Brumbaugh's
give
out.
Me.
Brumbaugh's out. Defense line's gonna bug ass.
I'll take Tank Bigsby.
All right.
Yeah. Tank Bigsby. Is that the first time anybody's picked him this week? Probably. Najee Harris carved up Ole Miss. He had 5 rushing touchdowns. I think Tank Bigsby's going to pound it in there. Eat the clock. Keep the ball out of Matt Corral's hand.
So mad.
What?
Silver helmets. You even had pulled one out already.
I know. This gives you a good opportunity, though, to root hard for Tennessee. Think about that. That's what we all want. We all just want to be able to root hard for Tennessee. No one rooting harder this week than Hodges for the big orange.
I'm back in. Back in on Pruitt. Let's go. JG, lead us to victory.
Now you're talking.
You know, he was my MVP pick this year. I had a feeling it was going to be ride or die with JG.
It's all or nothing so far.
It's true.
It's all or nothing. If he plays well, Tennessee wins.
Maybe the game will get canceled for COVID and I'll get a redraw.
That's terrible. That's just not. Don't talk like that. That's bad. No one wants that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Davey.
What?
No one wants that.
Gambling picks. We'll give you our Tennessee prediction. I know you're looking forward to it.
Do we need biggest blowout?
We already did that. Everyone took Bama.
Would you rather go with another option? Okay.
No, I forgot about that.
Well, yeah. You should take another option because.
No, Tennessee blows out Alabama. That's
because Tennessee's not going to blow out Alabama. So you go ahead, pick another game.
It could happen. It could happen. We knocked 2 out of the game last year. It could happen. Hit Mac Jones with all the quarterback pressures we've been getting.
LSU South Carolina for Alex.
Just the game itself, right?
Just who knows?
maybe not.
2020.
Okay.
Well, didn't somebody take Tennessee to be the biggest blowout last week and got it right? Maybe it was Will because
no, it was me.
Was it you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because it was actually.
Because it's the game.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Congrats on that. 1 out of 3.
Go to hell.
Go to break.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I.
Final segment of the program, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer for the weekend. Lots of delicious flavors. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Had some black cherry last night. They've got that in the 6-packs, just all black cherry. It's really good. Proud sponsors of the studios here, White Claw Hard Seltzer. So, I mean, we ran down all the college football games. Should be a fun weekend there. Did you guys see Daniel Jones trip over the 20-yard line last night?
It'll get you. It'll get you every time.
He did score a touchdown that drive,
yeah, they
right?
did. They did. But he's got some wheels. I just don't understand how the flat tire occurred.
Yeah.
I mean, he was gone.
You just got to relax and run. He kept looking around like
he was
wanting
nervous.
To be safe.
You got to find the Jumbotron.
Just got to relax and run.
Relax and run.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
The Eagles came back and beat him.
Yes, they did.
Poor Giants.
Indeed. Yep. Indeed.
Yep. Big weekend in the NFL. Titans Steelers, 1 o'clock.
They did move the Tampa Bay Raiders, I guess Vegas Raiders now, Tampa Bay Vegas game from Sunday Night Football to a 4:25 slot.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a chance that game gets pushed back to Monday. So the Seahawks at the Cardinals is now the new Sunday Night Football game.
I'm so pumped about that. I really want to watch that game, you know, not have it in the other red zone window. Russell Wilson.
Congratulations.
Kyler Murray. 5-0 Seahawks, 4-2 Cardinals. SEC West. NFC West. Showdown. Mm-hmm. The San Francisco-New England game to me is really fascinating, too. Both teams have 3 losses. Like, they really can't afford, like, San Francisco can't afford to lose and fall behind those other NFC West teams.
I mean, even the Rams are 4-2. They play on Monday Night Football, so that'll be pretty fascinating.
Not excited about it.
It's all about Titans Steelers in the 1 o'clock window, though.
Chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's exactly how that works.
Nope, science.
David said, I turned last week's loss into this week's loss. I did. You can't let 1 week affect the next.
You tried to cheat the game.
No, it's in the rules of the game. I didn't cheat the game. I just made a decision. But, you know, sometimes decisions have consequences, and it's hard to argue that. I mean, really, any helmet other than that one silver one and the two Tennessee helmets would have improved our chances of winning exponentially. But no, it was not meant to be.
Alas. Was not meant.
We might run out of punishments this year.
We are mowing through the punishments.
Save the Falcons
at a rapid
for me.
Pace. Thank God it's a short season.
Sheesh.
How when you get these picks?
Save the Falcons for me. All right, Davey, what's up first?
The first game on our list is the Auburn Tigers taking on the Ole Miss Rebels. Auburn is a 3.5-point favorite. I don't know if I'm up first or not.
You are.
Okay, I'm going to take Ole Miss. I don't know if they exactly win, but I think that's a 3-point game. So give me the Rebels.
I'm going to take Ole Miss as well. Their offense is awesome.
I trusted Auburn last week. It was a big mistake.
It'll burn you.
It might burn me again to go the opposite way, but give me Ole Miss.
I also would like to take the Rebels.
What's next, Davey?
Next game.
I just feel like they're about to implode, aren't they?
I say that
every week. I think they're about to implode.
Our first non-SEC pick of the year, because there's only four SEC games and we do five picks every week, but the 17th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones taking on the 6th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. OSU is a 3-point favorite. Alex?
At Oklahoma State?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take Oklahoma State. They haven't really come on yet this year.
Some fishy calls by the Big 12 officiating crew to make sure that they keep Oklahoma State undefeated.
Oh, that was your prediction. I thought you were saying that's what happened.
No.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys.
All right, 4-for-4. I'm also riding with Gundy. Next game on the list.
Those were the days.
Yes.
The Kentucky Wildcats are going on the road to face the Missouri Tigers. Kentucky is a 5.5-point favorite. Nate, you're up first.
This is a tough one. I've bagged on Kentucky all year, but I don't know. I think they'll have confidence coming off the Tennessee win. Give me the Wildcats. Reluctantly.
In the wild hand.
Yeah.
This one's tough for me. What's the line?
5.5.
Yeah, give me the Tigers. Bazelak.
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 True freshman.
He's got a zipper.
I'm going to take Kentucky. I don't really have a good feel for this game, but Kentucky's offense should be well rested. So, I'm going to roll with the Wildcats.
Alex?
I'm taking Missouri. I think same reason, Connor Bazelak.
There you go.
Kentucky secondary is
big game
overrated.
Connor, they call
vaunted
him.
Vaunted Kentucky secondary versus Connor Bazelak.
Mm-hmm.
An undeserved vaunting.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get to the grand finale, the South Carolina Gamecocks going on the road to face the LSU Tigers. LSU is a 6-point favorite.
Kress.
Give me South Carolina. I think they've stumbled into something. I don't think LSU is very good. They got a little confidence. LSU, not so much.
I am also riding with South Carolina as I kind of need them to keep me alive. So
fair enough.
I said it earlier. Coach O has a new woman. Give me LSU.
There you go. All right. I'll take South Carolina. He's distracted. Sometimes you get to the mountaintop and you just take it easy.
Yeah, he's coasting, man. I lost all that talent.
All right, Davey, you get to start this week.
Oh, wow. The 2nd-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide are coming into Neyland Stadium to face the unranked Tennessee Volunteers. Bama is a 21.5-point favorite.
Nope.
This is my lock of the week. I've got three separate bets on Alabama, two at Alabama minus 21 at Alabama minus 21, and I'm taking the Tide 48-17.
Okay.
This is so tough. I think Tennessee is going to cover just because I think they'll have to pull JG, and I think that we stand a much better chance with any other quarterback. We're obviously not going to win. But give me a UT final score, 31-17.
Alabama.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
UT to cover.
Just making sure.
Pruitt, UT to cover.
Pruitt's never come within 22 of Alabama, Florida, or Georgia, so this is the one where we're looking our worst, is what you're going with?
Nope. This is the one where we're looking our best.
Hmm.
Because we have to have a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. It makes sense in my head.
All right.
What do you mean looking the worst? Well, how is that? How does
we,
that?
We look our worst compared to like going into South He's Carolina right
going
now,
into the game.
Going into Alabama.
He feels like we're. Never know. They might rally.
It's called sandbagging.
Mm.
It's a setup.
There it is.
We have laid the trap.
Mm.
What do you got, Nate?
Give me Alabama 41-13.
You're no fun. I am going to take Alabama to win. Final score. 37-20. 37-20, Alabama.
All right.
But just look out. A defensive touchdown, a new quarterback, a spark. Things could get, could be a fourth quarter game.
How many of Alabama's 37 are scored by their defense?
How many snaps does JG play?
Come on, Vols. Save
this is an exciting. We're just so excited. We're so
save me this week. Let's go. Tennessee win. I'm back in.
See, there you go. Yep. That, you got the T on your shirt. You're
game,
ready to go.
The game has pulled me back in.
Just let it pump through the veins.
You know what I might do?
Your orange blood.
I might literally sit on the edge of my seat at 3:30 and just try and imagine that this is a pick 'em and just pull for every play like I would if it was one versus two.
You got a Vol leave.
Like when Eric Gray breaks through the line and he, you know.
Go, baby, go. Go, Eric. Go, get that. Here. Hold on the football. Middle boy. You missed the cut.
Yep.
Make sure to tune into the voluntary reaction Saturday following the game for a Titans preview show.
Chris Karras says we're all crazy that we didn't have Bama over 60 points. It's going to rain.
Hmm.
Wet there, ball.
What's the weather like?
I said earlier in the show it's supposed to rain.
I think our defense will at least, you know, be not completely embarrassed.
Let's slop it up.
Voluntary action will be brought to you by Terrapin Brewing. Tune in tomorrow right after the game on the Fan Run radio app.
Automatic death.
The Blitz is next.
Hmm.